You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, Hepcats and crazy kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your old Rockola jukebox operator, back on the scene with my record machine, putting the jukebox back in the spotlight where it belongs this week as we feature another jukebox rhythm review. This week on the Juke in the Back, we're going to take the year 1956. We're going to split it up into two shows and play all the top jukebox records from the entire year. This week in part one, we'll focus on those top spins from January through June. And then next week in part two, we'll finish up the year. 1956 was, of course, a leap year, and it was an Olympic Games year. Kind of interesting with the Olympics, though. The Winter Games were held in Italy and opened on January 26th, and the Summer Olympics were split up between two cities. The equestrian events were held on June 10th in Stockholm, Sweden, and then the rest of the events were held in Melbourne, Australia during the month of November. It was the year of Alfred Hitchcock's The Man Who Knew Too Much, with Jimmy Stewart and Doris Day. My Fair Lady opens on Broadway. The meaning of A Night in Tunisia changes as Tunisia gets its independence from France. In April, tape manufacturer Ampex demonstrates the first videotape. This would, of course, become essential to television since everything was shot on the more expensive film format at the time. The first alarm clock with the snooze feature was introduced by GE. And musically, the name on everyone's lips was Elvis. Of course, Elvis broke through in January of 56 and went on to score hit after hit, dominating the year on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts. You could definitely say that 1956 was the first full year of rock and roll. And if you look at the records that were popular in both the R&B and pop side of things, the two fields have really started to blur. But there were still plenty of R&B records that weren't crossing over into the pop charts and weren't getting played on white radio stations. So baby, let's turn to the juke in the back and start our jukebox rhythm review of 1956. Let's begin with a group from Chicago. They first formed in 1952 as Perkle Lee and the Five Stars, and feature Perkle Lee Moses Jr. on lead vocal. He has a very distinct sound. By 54, they had changed their name to the El Dorados, and they have the distinction of being the first number one R&B record of 56, topping the jukebox chart on January 7th for 1 week. The record was strong at the end of 55, but it wouldn't hit number one until the beginning of 56. Here are the El Dorados with At My Front Door. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging 1956 this week on the Juke in the Back.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. We'll be right back.
keep her neat. Bounce. Same thing will happen like it did before she come.
Knock, knock, knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come, knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. Just like she did before.
The deluxe label and holding stable on my jukebox turntable, that's Otis Williams and his new group with That's Your Mistake. Now, Otis Williams and the boys came out of Cincinnati, and they had already scored four singles as Otis Williams and the Charms. Then all of a sudden, that one, That's Your Mistake, comes out under Otis Williams and his new group. That's because the Charms left Otis to pursue a career on their own. Then, their next two charting singles were back to Otis Williams and the Charms. We're featuring the Jukebox Rhythm Review year of 1956. This next group is one of the biggest selling groups of the 1950s, the Platters. Hailing from Los Angeles, they became part of sort of a package deal to Mercury Records, which included the Penguins. See, Buck Ram managed both groups, the Platters and the Penguins. The Penguins were huge after Earth Angel Will You Be Mine broke for the Dutone label in 1955. So, Buck took that group and decided to sell it to a larger label, Mercury Records. Mercury was very happy to sign the Penguins. So then Buck Ram tagged the Platters onto the deal. Like, you can't sign the Penguins unless you take the Platters. The Platters had already had a couple of unsuccessful releases for Cincinnati's Federal Records, so they weren't looking so hot. But it turns out the Platters made out better in that deal than the Penguins. Mercury wasn't able to score any more hits with the Penguins, and yet the Platters go on to become one of the biggest selling groups of the 1950s. Their first single, Only You and You Alone, rocketed to number one for 7 solid weeks in 55. And then by the end of the year, Mercury issues their second single, The Great Pretender, which does even better, topping out at number one for 11 solid weeks at the beginning of 1956. Here they are with the amazing Tony Williams on lead vocal. It's The Platters and The Great Pretender as we feature 1956 this week on The Juke in the Back.
I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. A crown, pretending that you're still around.
I don't care how long you're gone. I don't care how long. Bring you home someday, but someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. You just keep on betting that the dice won't pass. Well, you know, darling, you are living too fast. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble.
fantabulous McKinley Morganfield, better known to the world as Muddy Waters, and Trouble No More, a song that was recorded in Chicago on November 3rd, 1955. That's either Little Walter Jacobs or Walter Horton on harp. Jimmy Rogers is on guitar with Otis Spann on piano, the great Willie Dixon on bass, and Francis Clay on the tubs. That tune was issued in early 1956, where it rose up to number 7. Now, Muddy Waters never scored a number 1 hit on the rhythm and blues lists, but he did have 11 songs make the top 10. That was one of them. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back as we put the jukebox itself in the spotlight this week, featuring the biggest jukebox spins of 1956. This next one is Clyde McFadder's second charting single after leaving the Drifters. His first one was Love Has Joined Us Together, which was a duet with Ruth Brown. 7 Days hit number 2 for 4 weeks in February of 1956. It would be his third single, Treasure of Love, that would top the charts later in the year. We'll hear that one shortly. But first, here's the great Clyde McFadder with 7 Days.
7 days, 7 days,
7 days, 7 days,
and there's not a word from you.
And there's no word from you.
7 days without love.
7 days without love.
Tell me, what am I to do?
Tell me what I'm to do.
7 days I have cried.
7 days I have cried.
How I long to feel your touch.
Enjoy your touch.
Why'd you go? Why'd you stray?
Why'd you go? Why'd you stray?
When I love you, oh, so much.
I love you so much.
The phone won't ring at all. The clock is standing still. My tears are like the raindrops upon my windowsill. 7 days, lonely days.
7 days, lonely days.
I have walked the floor for you.
I have walked the floor for you.
7 days, 7 days.
7 days, 7 days.
Won't you please? You're still true. Come back to me.
Darling, please come back to me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Gary Cipollone, Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
How I want it for you. You'll never know. Don't make me wait too long. You left me last September to return to me before long. But all I do is cry myself to
The Teen Queens from March of 1956 with the classic Eddie My Love. They were a one-hit wonder consisting of two sisters, Betty and Rosie Collins, from Los Angeles. Now, they were the sisters of Aaron Collins, who was singing in the vocal group The Cadets. You remember Stranded in the Jungle? And their brother Aaron wrote Eddie My Love for the Teen Queens. Now, that record topped out at number 4 on the jukebox chart, number 2 on the airplay chart, and number 3 on the sales chart. So when you look in modern chart books, that song is listed as a number 2 record because it achieved the highest position on the airplay chart. But we're looking at jukebox plays here, where it went to number 4. Still a smash for the Teen Queens. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the biggest jukebox records of 1956. It's my Jukebox Rhythm Review. This is part one of a two-part feature. This week we're featuring the first half of 56, and next week we'll close it on down. Up next was a total smash no matter which way you look at it, and the beginning of a fad. It's the Teenagers featuring Frankie Lyman. They would really be the first of the kiddie groups, a trend that would continue on for decades and eventually include the Jackson 5 and the Osmonds. This is where it all began. A group of guys from Harlem, New York. Why Do Fools Fall in Love was issued on G Records in February of 56, and it topped out at number 1 on St. Patrick's Day, where it remained for 5 solid weeks. It would also be one of the first great rock and roll crossovers, hitting number 6 on the national pop chart. Here are the Teenagers featuring Frankie Lyman in the classic Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love? quite so much since you've been gone. I guess I'll try. My pouring tears are running wild. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drive.
Ray Charles with Drown in My Own Tears, a song that was written by King Records A&R man Henry Glover and originally recorded by Lula Reed on the King label in 1951. Ray's version would be one of his biggest 1950s records. It charted in February of 56 and went to number one on March 24th. It remained there for 2 weeks. This is the record where he began working with a female vocal group called the Cookies. He liked them so much, and they blended so well, he would soon record with them exclusively and rename them the Raylettes. We're taking a look at the biggest jukebox records of the year 1956 on this week's Juke in the Back. Let's pause for a moment and see what was going on in the movies. The biggest grossing film of 1956 was The Ten Commandments, with Charlton Heston, Yul Brynner, Ann Baxter, Edward G. Robinson, and many other stars. It brought in $43 million that year, but did not take home any of the Best Picture awards from either the Academy Awards or the Golden Globes. The Best Picture Oscar that year went to Around the World in 80 Days. Yul Brynner won Best Actor for The King and I, and Ingrid Bergman got Best Actress for Anastasia. One of my all-time favorite films, Giant, won Best Director for George Stevens. The Best Picture Drama Golden Globe went to Around the World in 80 Days, while The King and I took the Best Picture, Musical or Comedy Golden Globe Award. Now let's get back to the jukebox, baby. Got me another nickel right here, I'm gonna drop it in, and we're gonna spin a seldom heard tune from the great blues harpist Little Walter. This record, Who, went to number 7 in March of 56, and it's spinning off the juke in the back. Here's Little Walter with Who.
Who told you? Whoever know you, baby, better get out of town. Who told you that I was cheating last night? Who told you that I ain't doing this right? Whoever told you, baby, better get out of sight.
Richard and his band spinning off of Specialty Records from April of 1956 with his second single for Specialty, Long Tall Sally, which became his first number one record. It topped the charts on April 14th and remained there for 8 solid weeks. His previous single for Specialty was Tutti Frutti, and that one only went to number 2. Little Richard began his recording career in 1951 for RCA Victor. 56 would be the biggest year of Richard Penniman's career, as he had 6 charting singles and 2 number ones. Now on the Juke in the Back, we present the cat that would become Soul Brother number 1 and the hottest working man in show business, Mr. James Joseph Brown, born in Barnswell, South Carolina, On May 3rd, 1933, Brown was heavily influenced by Little Richard, and he actually shared Richard's manager for a time. Little Richard actually inspired the writing of his first song, Please, Please, Please. The way the story goes, Richard scratched those words down on a napkin, and it inspired Brown to write a song about it. They were signed to Federal Records and recorded Please, Please, Please at their first session. When label owner Sid Nathan heard the song, he didn't want to put it out. He couldn't stand the record. A&R man and producer Ralph Bass insisted Please, Please, Please was a solid hit. Nathan decided to release the record just to prove Bass wrong. In fact, Bass's job was on the line. Well, it went on to sell over a million copies and put James Brown and the Famous Flames on the map. It failed to top the chart, though. It stalled at number 5 in May of 1956. Here's James Brown with the Famous Flames and Please, Please, Please.
Please, 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 please.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the top jukebox hits of the first half of 1956, so let's grab one that was swinging off the jukeboxes in February. It's from the Count himself, Count Basie's Big Band. It spins off of Clef Records and was actually quite a long single for the time, clocking in at just under 4 minutes. Here's this week's great 78, the Count Basie Big Band with April in Paris.
Thank you. one more time. One more once.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Won't you give your love to me? Any minute, any money more. Told me didn't want me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me.
Sure look fine. stay true. That's all I ask of you. Be mine and mine alone. Don't leave your happy home. 'Cause I love you, baby, and I always will. You're my one and only thrill, my baby.
Spinning off of G Records and coming out of Jamaica, Queens, those are the Cleftones from mid-May of 1956 with Little Girl of Mine. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, babe, and you're digging 1956, my jukebox rhythm review, part one of two. We're doing the first half of 1956 this week. Before the Cleftones' number eight jukebox spinner, we heard Fats Domino with a solid, solid sound. Coming in at number one for eight solid weeks in late April of 56, I'm In Love Again. Waxing off the Imperial label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable. And now, cats and kittens, it's time to wind down this week's Juke in the Back. But we're going to go out in style with two more top 10 records. One you never hear anymore, and another one you should hear every day. But first, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Up first is a solid side from Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown. It charted in May, where it only hit number 10. It's one you don't hear very often, but you should, called Sweet Baby of Mine. Then, we're going to close down the program with a big number two charter from the Shakespeare of rock and roll himself, Chuck Berry. Not only did this song hit number two R&B, but it crossed over to number 29 pop. In my opinion, it's the rock and roll national anthem, Roll Over Beethoven. So we'll start with Brown, and we'll end with Berry, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week for part two of the Jukebox Rhythm Review from 1956, where we'll focus on records from July through December. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Been so long without my baby, till sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm leaving this town early next morning, a big sweet baby of mine. It won't be long before we're together now, baby and me, happy till the end of time. Been so long without my baby, till sometimes I feel a plumb going out of my mind. I'm plumb going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. Plumb going out of my mind. Plumb going out of my mind.
the local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. I roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.